Well, here we are again, and this is episode 22. And this episode, I'll be bringing forward the Skaven FAQ, and we'll be scanning over the new White Dwarf issues 363, April 2010 edition, and probably one of the better White Dwarfs I have bought in about a year. Well, first and foremost, let's talk about the week in Warhammer and what the heck it brings to us all, mainly myself. I completed putting together a 1,250-point Wood Elf army. Actually, four spirits, to be correct. If you listened to the last episode, I talked a little bit about that. Quite happy with the appearance of it. I haven't ever dealt with an army so small in figures for the points of that. So this is going to be kind of new for me. It's pretty unique looking. All the figures have all these special rules. I'm writing them down on 3x5 cards so I can get a better handle on them. And hopefully I'll be playing in a tournament with them pretty soon. So that's about it for fantasy. I, of course, bought the new White Dwarf. Quite pleased with it. And because of the new White Dwarf, which we'll get into later, I had bought the new Dark Angel Sanguine Guard. They are beautiful friggin' models, and I'm trying my best just to avoid buying Blood Angels and trying to go with it, but I try and buy these codexes when they come out, and I go over them with you guys, and unfortunately I tell myself, well, I can make a patrol mission size Blood Angel army and be okay with it. So we might be looking at that pretty soon. Hopefully this week I'll be picking up the new Blood Angel Codex and we'll be going over that. But for right now, let's go over Warhammer Army Book FAQ Skaven. Oh, by the way, my attention has been solely set to Warhammer 40K for the last week or two. So it's been pretty good. It's no Star Wars, no magic, just Warhammer. Okay, let's go over to FAQ. It says, the first question is, life is cheap rule. And he wrote, on a result of 1 to 3, the hit is resolved against one randomly determined unit among those units in close combat. 4 to 6, the hit is resolved against an intended target. And blah, it says, does the random roll after 1 to 3 result include the original intended target, thus giving a 75% chance to hit? It says, no. The target unit is not among those in combat with the target. It is the target. So that's the first question. 2, does rat swarms have unit strength of 3 per base or 5? Do unit strength 3. Can Skaven weapon teams stand fire at regiments that charge their parent units? Negative. If a weapon team's parent unit flees, does the weapon team flee as well? No. Unless it panics as well, of course. Does the cavalry base special rule mean that weapon teams can be targeted by shooting even within 5 inches of a unit because they are larger bases? No. It says on page 23, they cannot be singled out as targets by enemy shooters. Next question is, do you roll for the Storm Banner to burn out every player turn? Oh, or just on each of my turns? Note that the Skaven Battle Report on Games Workshop website appears as if it's the latter option. And it says, it is rolled every player's turn. Can you buy a Warpstone token for Plague Priest with a Liber Bubonicus? Yes, you may. Can a Hidden Assassin try to activate the Bands of Power? No, he cannot do anything until he's revealed. Are you really allowed to have the same model as your general and your battle standard bearer? No. The usual paragraph preventing this was omitted by mistake. If you die from using a Warpstone token, but successfully cast the spell, would the effects of the spell still go off? The best thing to do is roll a d6 for it. Sometimes the spell casts, sometimes it is not. Next one is, it states in the book that some Skaven units are treated exactly like cavalry. Does it mean that the Screaming Bell can affect them as it does cavalry? Does it mean that that spell, which affects cavalry units, affects the Skaven units in the same way? It says, no, they're not affected by spells that affect cavalry. They generally speak of targeting mounts, not the actual bases. If a bolt thrower killed a gray seer on a screaming bell or destroyed a screaming bell, would the bolt continue to go through the ranks of the clan rats? Negative. Would the Umbranner Ward's save kick in against a bolt thrower after he's successfully gone through two ranks down the strength four? Yes. If your gray seer's riding a screaming bell is killed, is there any reason why the striker can't continue to ring the bell? It says no. The striker can continue to ring the bell. Next up, can a gray seer on a screaming bell use a warstone charm to reroll the roll for ringing the screaming bell? And it says no. It's not directly affecting the gray seer. He is not the one ringing the bell. If, say, a unit of Giselle's causes a panic test on itself, where does it run? And answer is to the nearest table edge. Can the Tenbros cloak, whatever that is, protect the rolling a one with warp lightning spell? And it says yes. Next question is, if an 11 or 12 result is rolled when ringing the screaming bell, Skaven units become subject to hatred. Does a Skaven unit already engaged in combat get to reroll failed hits? Only if it's the first roll of combat, the normal rules of hatred still apply. Next up, we have, does Skittleleap count as movement for the purpose of shooting? Yes. Does an undead general have to test on a result of 13 on the screaming bell chart? No. As the general is a character, and an undead characters never suffer wounds because of dead generals. Okay. Does a warp lightning cannon count as a war machine or a chariot for being like deployment and unit strength? Yes, a war machine with three crew. What happens if the warp lightning cannon is forced to become engaged in combat, such as the Slaanesh spell, Delicious Excruciation was cast on them, making them unbreakable, and as such, unable to flee from a charge? If for any reason the warp lightning cannon is engaged in combat, it is immediately destroyed. Do poison wind globes count as poison attacks? No, the hand-to-hand attacks are not poison, and the globes are shooting weapons with their own rules. What happens if a tunneling team emerges directly below a fear-causing enemy unit and fails its fear test? It doesn't need to take a fear test, as it will automatically engage it in close combat on the side that's closest to the marker. Does a tunneling team need to test for terror if it emerges close to a terror-causing creature? Yes, an emerging tunneling team must take terror tests on the turn they arrive. You could imagine it would be rather unnerving to emerge from a hole and find yourself at a dragon's feet. Good for one, but not the other, apparently. Is the Skaven crew of a warp lightning cannon assumed to always have line of sight to the Casket of Souls, since they can see anywhere on the battlefield, or can the Skaven player pick and choose when the crew is looking through the cannon's sight? In the same vein, does it mean the enemy scouts cannot use their scouting rule? No and no. The cannon is assumed to be able to see through terrain during the shooting phase only. At all other times, it comes conforming to normal line of sight rules. Is the Skaven warp lightning cannon a missile attack, and can it be stopped by anti-missile magic item? Yes. Do the new Storm Banner rules mean that the Rattling Guns warp fire throwers and warp lightning cannons only work on a 4+? And yes, since the text doesn't mention enemy only, and they are war machines that don't use ballistic skill. If the Screaming Bell rolls 16, are the units not on the table yet affected? No, they're not on the battlefield when the effect takes place. Well, those are the Skaven FAQs so far. Some of them are pretty self-explanatory, others, not so much. So, to anyone who had any questions regarding those issues, there are your answers. Now on to the new White Dwarf. The first thing you'll see is a beautiful cover with the Blood Angels on the front. This immediately made me pick it up. Looking through the book, we see the new releases, which has the Blood Angel Death Company. Pretty nice models. I'm not so sure about the whole Death Company thing yet. I'm not adept in Dark Angels, but I guess I will soon be. Next is the Blood Angel Sanctuary Guard. By far, the coolest freaking miniatures I've ever seen. Wow. These are the ones I was talking about a couple months ago, and we'll even go into more detail after I put mine together and get painting some of them, and I'll talk more on that in a minute. We have the new Blood Angels Ball Predator, or Battle Predator. I don't think it's new, it's just redone with some Blood Angel icon stuff and everything. We have the Sanguinior, for a special character, excuse me, I butchered that, the Sanguinior, Exemplar of the Host, pretty sweet model. Astaroth the Grim, yet again another pretty sweet model. We have the first character sculpted for the Flesh Terrors in the White Dwarf here. It's Chapter Master Gabriel Seth. And we also have Lombardi's Guardian of the Lost. Looks like a chaplain commander. Also for new releases, we have a Blood Angel Vanguard Veteran Sergeant and a Blood Angel Sanguinary Priest. I am just butchering that word. I'm going to stop saying it. Next, we have the Honored Imperium. there's a little. It is a terrain set. One that looks like it's got broken stained glass window. One that has the Aquila. Did I say that right? Aquila? Yeah. And one that has a Space Marine statue. Next up, we have the Forge World releases, Lord of Change model, the Blackout Library releases, which are Call to Arms, A Thousand Suns, and Soul Hunter. So we go through that, and a few more pages, we have some Blood Angels, and we're up to the Blood Angel section. And it's got the Host of Angels, a big old massive red army of flowing death. I've always liked the Blood Angels, as for appearances and actual command structure. When I used to play Epic, I decided that when I played Space Marines, I was going to do Blood Angels for the fact that red was easy to paint, especially on little, I think they're 6mm figures, as well as, you know, you paint them red and do a chestnut ink over top, and the units had different color heads for their command markers. I believe it was gold for the Honor Guard, yellow for the Bikers, blue for the Devastator squads, and something so small lets you pick out things easily enough. Well, we go through and it talks about, it just goes over the some of the units that the Blood Angels can have, and it talks about the special characters and their modeling about them. Not really too much spoilers for rules yet. Also talks about the Black Library's release of the Blood Angel Omnibus, and if you're a fan of any type of Black Library crack, as I like to say, you'll probably end up enjoying that book. Next, we have a complete painted breakdown of the new Sanguinary Guard. Fantastic. It comes with 15 different heads that you can choose from to put on a 5-man unit. Each one has the Angel Backpacks, and just brilliant looking in gold. And the human heads, which they all have painted what with blonde hair. I'll get to my little thought on that in a moment. Let's see, we got a little section on drop pods for the Blood Angels. Then we got into a painting the Blood Angels. Nice little 6-step process to paint the blood red color of the Blood Angels. Not too bad. Using the Citadel spray gun. I'm going to have to check that out, actually. Then it goes into doing the black armor of the Death Companies. But apparently, blonde hair is a big thing for the Blood Angels. So it kind of reminds me of the Aryan race a little bit. And it goes over a little painting guide for that. Well, of course, we have some more pictures of the Blood Angels. Next up is, I usually filter through the whole Lord of the Rings segment of the White Dwarf, but I'm going to go ahead and walk through this. It's the White Horse and the White Hand. The Riders of the Rittermark. I love Rohan. I love Lord of the Rings, the movie. And this just makes sense to me. I already have a Rohan army. Slowly painting it for whatever reason. Just to make myself feel good or something. I don't know. I end up buying a Rohan army. And here I got them. And they go over what they pick for their little Heart of the Rohan. They have a section with Defenders of the Westfold. There's a new Aelmir model, which I might have to get, actually. It looks a lot better than the one I have previously. It's got the little breakdown of the units you can buy for the Kingdom of the Horse Lords. I have quite a bit of these, so it's going to be quite easy. Next we have I believe it's a battle report between Beastmen and Empire. I didn't quite go over this, but as for other battle reports, it'd be pretty in-depth and interesting. Little things about old campaigns. The Warhammer guide this month is actually Moving Fire, using different tactics for Warhammer with a lot of shooting and moving, and the examples they give you is a Tomb Kings and Dark Elf army list, as well as a Dwarf gun line, which I think is pretty damn devastating myself. Then we go into the Blood Angels Battle Report, which you always see in the new release, always has a battle report in the White Dwarfs. And this is, I believe, against, we have Blood Angels, Blood from the Skies. We have 2,000 points of Blood Angels against 2,000 points of the Spoilers Cohort. So I guess it's a little deathmatch between the two. If anyone wants to know how it ends, I will. Blood Angels 2. And the other, what, the Chaos Units? 0. So, then you got the Standard Bearer section that I usually skip over because Jervis Johnson bores me. Next up, this is why I bought the White Dwarf, and this is why I'm so, so excited. I went to Games Day Toronto last year. I entered a Grey Knight model that I painted up. I think it looks pretty damn fantastic myself. You can check the pictures out on mypatalion.com under Sean Hammer. And I think it looks really good. But I was beat out by a couple entries. And they looked far superior than my model. But my model still looked good. I'm going to stick with that. But what they did is I kept getting beat out for this my metallic painting to what's called non-metallic metals. And it looked interesting in some cases. And this White Dwarf goes over it using the Sagenor, whatever. The guy with the wings, it looks like he's... Anyway, the cool guy, you know who I'm talking about when you get the Blood Angels book and you open it up, or White Dwarf, and you say, oh, that's the cool guy Sean was talking about. But anyway, they go on a big old step process of how to paint him with the non-metallic metals. And let me tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but I believe that in the long run, you will be so happy with your models if you follow this. Would I do this for every model in the army? If I had a choice, like if I was doing Grey Hunters? No, probably not. Not Grey Hunters, Demon Hunters, the Grey Knights, I meant. I would probably say no. I would probably reserve it to special characters and maybe the unit of Terminators. But I did buy a box of the Blood Angel Sanguine Guard. And I'm looking forward to putting them together and painting them up in this non-metallic metals paint scheme. And hopefully they turn out halfway decent. And it'll increase my painting ability. And I'm very much looking forward to it. Up next we have the Lord of the Rings statues, how to paint your statues. Then we got a little breakdown about the Death Company and all the little bits and pieces you get from there. And it looked pretty neat. Then it shows how you can do the heavy metal, breaks up the models and uses the plastic kits to do make up the new models using the flesh on terror shoulder pads with the Blood Angel pieces that come in the box. A lot of the nice little conversions. Of course, they have the little bits packs with the Blood Angel shoulder pads you can buy and flesh terrors. And then we get to the order us section. Black Rage, Red Thirst. Available coming up are the Sanguine Guard. They're already available. Blood Angels, Death Company. Of course, Bell Predator's coming and has been released already. Scouts, all that. It's a little... Next up, we have a Warhammer Duel of the Champions. A little scenario. Kind of reminds me of the last scenario on the end of the Battle Missions book. Then we have a War of the Ring Army Workshop. And, I mean, this is pretty sweet, too, because, like I said, I do Lord of the Rings, only Rohan, and they go through and they got little painting guides how to, what to pick out, what to paint for your Lord of the Rings epic battle fight. And I actually might pick this up. It's got this one guy's Leo Baker and Robert Goggins Vampire Count Army. Pretty colorful, not too shabby looking. It's back on more commercials, local Games Workshop stores, and buy our White Dwarf because we need to sell more, apparently. And they actually posted in my White Dwarf the page, the last page, twice. So that's about it. That's this month's White Dwarf. And I know it probably didn't sound a lot when I was reading out, but it is quite an impressive White Dwarf as far as White Dwarfs can go. It's about time they got off their ass and did something of quality. And I'm looking forward to using some of the new tricks and everything that I've learned, or will learn, painting those Blood Angels. If you like what I've said, and you want to check out more of me, you can check out, I believe it's episodes 1 through 9, on the MiscastPodcast.com. I do it with a buddy of mine, Jason Justice, or I had done it. During that time, we did do a Lizardman Army review, a Undead Army review, Dogs of War Army review. We also had an exclusive interview with Dan Abnett, Black Library author and writer of the new Space Marine movie script. You can check that out at www.miscastpodcast.com. I'm probably going to try and get those from him and post them again on Sean Hammer here. And we'll see if we can't get those on this site here for you guys to listen to. I'd like to say that we just broke a little bit over 800 subscribers. We're at 824, and I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to listen to me. If you need to get a hold of me, or you wish to give a concern or comment or tip or complaint, you can go ahead and do that at Sean Hammer, SeanHammer, 9, at yahoo.com. You can also check out my battalion page. Look for Sean Hammer. I'm also on Twitter as Sean Hammer. And let me see, is there any other way you can get a hold of me? You can also, please, if I interest you in any way, you have any helpful advice that you want to add, please leave an iTunes review. Pretty soon I'm going to be doing another contest. I'm probably going to be giving away the Skaven Army book. So anyone interested, just go ahead and give me a email sent to the seanhammer9@yahoo.com and go ahead and put in the subject line Skaven rulebook. And what I'll do is army book, and what I'll do is I'll do a random drawing and I'll go ahead and send that to the lucky winner. But until next time, you know, have fun, enjoy yourselves, and remember, if you're not having fun, quit playing the game.